Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Don Pfeiffer about the handicapped fishing event. So we'll start things off with just having you describe the event.
Well, the event is, it's been going on since the mid-60s, as when some people actually took some handicapped people to Lake Odessa and they went fishing. And it evolved with the Ising Walton Lake. Then we started using a local pond outside of town. And then when Mar Park was built and it became a county park, county conservation board, we moved out there to have a little more of the facilities, amenities of restrooms and things like this for handicapped people. And it's basically handicapped citizens are from, I think our youngest might be 8 or 10 years old. There's some handicap. It can be physical. It can be a mental situation. But we have elderly people that look forward to this one day out to fish. Yeah, we start about 9 o'clock in the morning on next Wednesday, and people will fish. We provide worms, and we provide fishing poles. If they don't have a pole, we have a supply of cane poles. And we, you know, help them fish, get the fish. If they catch something, they go up and record it. We measure it and the species and so forth, and then as the day goes on, toward about 11:30, we'll break for lunch and have pork burger sandwiches, desserts, and some salads with that. Everybody has a chance to have a nice meal. Some people then return to fishing after that, and somewhere around 1 to 1:30, we'll have a kind of gather everybody up that want to be up there, and we'll give awards out for the largest fish for each species, the smallest fish, the unusual fish, you know, things like that. Give away little gift prizes as such, and you know, recognize those people that have done well, and they appreciate that.
What can you tell me about the Ising Walton League?
Walton League is a conservation organization that we used to have a lot of members, but we're down to about 9 members right now, and so we rely on volunteers to help, which are some of the caregivers of these individuals will be out there too, and they will help, and we invite, you know, other people to come if somebody wants to just help someone maybe bait the pole or cast it out to help them bring in a fish or something like that. That's something we really need anymore with the numbers we're down to now.
So you're encouraging members of the community to just come out and help?
Yeah, there'll be caregivers there, and some of their friends and family will be along. And we have a few people that we know that like and enjoy fishing, elderly fishing, people that are retired, and they like to go out there and kind of help and visit with the people, and it's a nice day. Kind of a lot of work for a one-day situation, but it's the County Conservation Board with the facility there at Mar Park. We go to the small lake, the small pond. It's with Mary Mar Lodge right there, and that's where we have our pork burger meal. There's flush toilets right there, so people that have needs to get to a bathroom fairly quickly or so forth. It's not like the old outhouses we used to have.
So what kind of turnout are you expecting for this?
Well, last year it was down a little bit, and I know some of our older handicapped individuals. We lost a couple this winter, I saw in the paper. So there's somewhere around 130 to 150 people. There'll be about 90 of those people will be handicapped people actually fishing or just there for the day. And the others will be caregivers and providers such as WCDC, their staff will be out there helping. We're hoping for good weather. Once in a while we have rain. One time we had to shorten it just as the meal was getting over with. We headed toward the conservation center there to get out of a storm that was coming through. And so typically we have a good day, and it goes fairly quickly when people are catching fish and enjoying themselves.
So what do you hope this event will accomplish?
Well, I think it's just an outing, a recreation that handicapped people don't have an opportunity to do it anymore. They can't get out and so forth. So we have some people have their poles and rods and they have a tackle box, and they'll plan on being there, and they're looking forward. They already know about it, and they're looking forward to it right now. So I think it's just a different activity that they can participate in, and we're happy to help provide that.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about your event or about your organization?
Well, this is one of the main projects we have each year now, because our numbers, like I said, are low. We have built bluebird houses and kestrel boxes and wood duck houses and bat houses and provided them in the past. And I think if we had a need, and we knew people would want to do that, we would get that project back to active. It's typically in February, and we just need to know if people want to do this. And we ask for a donation to cover the cost of our wood when we build these, but then it's up to the person to find a site to put it up, and we provide information about how to place these boxes and how to keep them cleaned out and what to recognize, which bird they're going to use it in there. But we haven't had that request in the last 2 years now, so we haven't done that. But it's an organization that was, well, it's big in the state of Iowa, Isaac Walton League of America. The motto of it, or the goal, is to provide clean water, air, and the soil, the land ethic. So it's based on preserving our natural resources.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Don Pfeiffer. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.